9 people in the state were killed this year directly by weather events, and another 124 were injured. Rusty Capella is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sullivan. He says the year started off strong with a major blizzard on February 1st.
We had that massive groundhog blizzard that closed a few roads and actually resulted in one death, an exposure type death. That was a big, big snowstorm, record snowfall amounts. And then we turn around by July and we got a stinking 4-day heat wave, a long duration heat wave with temperatures topping out upper 90s, 101, 102.
Capella says that heat wave, which was the week of July 1st, claimed 5 lives and 108 people sought medical attention after heat indices reached 100 to 117 degrees. He says also notable in 2011 is that it was an overactive year for tornadoes. Capella says the average for Wisconsin is 23 tornadoes.
So we ended up with 38 this past year, which is obviously 15 above normal. It was the third busiest season. Fortunately, a lot of the tornadoes were weak. We did have some strong tornadoes. About 7 or 8 were strong.
Despite the abnormally high number of tornadoes, Capella says that only one person died. However, 5 people were injured by tornadoes this year. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.